Chapter 16. My Right and Left Minds. I understand that no matter what information is being processed or not being processed in my two hemispheres, I still experience the collective of myself as a single entity with a single mind. I do believe that the consciousness we exhibit is the collective consciousness of whatever cells are functioning, and that both of our hemispheres complement one another as they create a single seamless perception of the world. If the cells and circuitry that recognize faces are functioning correctly, then I am capable of recognizing you by your face. If not, then I use other information to identify you, like your voice, mannerisms, or the gait of your walk. If the cellular circuitry that understands language is intact, then I can understand you when you speak. If the cells and circuitry that continually remind me of who I am and where I live are destroyed, then my concept of myself will be permanently altered. That is, unless other cells in my brain learn to take over those particular functions. Much like a computer, if I don't have a program for word processing, then I can't perform that function. When we evaluate the unique characteristics of the two cerebral hemispheres and how they process information differently, it seems obvious that they would manifest unique value systems that would consequently result in very different personalities. Some of us have nurtured both of our characters and are really good at utilizing the skills and personalities of both sides of our brain, allowing them to support, influence, and temper one another as we live our lives. Others of us, however, are quite unilateral in our thinking, either exhibiting extremely rigid thinking patterns that are analytically critical, extreme left brain, or we seldom connect to a common reality and spend most of our time with our head in the clouds, extreme right brain. Creating a healthy balance between our two characters enables us the ability to remain cognitively flexible enough to welcome change, right hemisphere, and yet remain concrete enough to stay a path, left hemisphere. Learning to value and utilize all of our cognitive gifts opens our lives up to the masterpiece of life we truly are. Imagine the compassionate world we could create if we set our minds to it. Sadly, the expression of compassion is often a rarity in our society. Many of us spend an inordinate amount of time and energy degrading, insulting, and criticizing ourselves and others for having made a wrong or bad decision. When you berate yourself, have you ever questioned who inside of you is doing the yelling and at whom are you yelling? Have you ever noticed how these negative internal thought patterns have the tendency to generate increased levels of inner hostility and/or raised levels of anxiety? And to complicate matters even more, have you noticed how negative internal dialogue can negatively influence how you treat others and thus what you attract? As biological creatures, we are profoundly powerful people. Because our neural networks are made up of neurons communicating with other neurons in circuit, their behavior becomes quite predictable. The more conscious attention we pay to any particular circuit, or the more time we spend thinking specific thoughts, the more impetus those circuits or thought patterns have to run again with minimal external stimulation. In addition, our minds are highly sophisticated, seek and ye shall find instruments. We are designed to focus in on whatever we are looking for. If I seek red in the world, then I will find it everywhere. Perhaps just a little in the beginning, but the longer I stay focused on looking for red, then before you know it, I will see red everywhere. My two hemispheric personalities not only think about things differently, but they process emotions and carry my body in easily distinguishable ways. At this point, even my friends are capable of recognizing who's walking into the room by how I'm holding my shoulders and what's going on with that furrow in my brow. My right hemisphere is all about right here, right now. It bounces around with unbridled enthusiasm and does not have a care in the world. It smiles a lot and is extremely friendly. In contrast, my left hemisphere is preoccupied with details and runs my life on a tight schedule. It is my more serious side. It clenches my jaw and makes decisions based upon what it learned in the past. It defines boundaries and judges everything as right, wrong, or good, bad. And oh yes, it does that thing with my brow. My right mind is all about the richness of this present moment. It is filled with gratitude for my life and everyone and everything in it. It is content, compassionate, nurturing, and eternally optimistic. To my right mind character, there is no judgment of good, bad, or right, wrong. So everything exists on a continuum of relativity. It takes things as they are and acknowledges what is in the present. The temperature is cooler today than yesterday. It doesn't care. Today it will rain. It makes no difference. It may observe that one person is taller than another person or this person has more money than that person, but these observations are made without judgment. To my right mind, we are all equal members of the human family. My right mind does not perceive or give heed to territories or artificial boundaries like race or religion.